this episode turned out to be the episode that got the YouTube channel kind of up and running. I was 16 episodes into doing Motor City Boat Works. I received a lot of questions about, you know, the way the boat looked, and I wanted to cover this particular topic. It seemed only reasonable to give a shout out to Andy Miller at Boat Works Today, and he was very generous in driving a lot of traffic to my channel, which kind of, you know, got it up and running. And it really put Motor City Boat Works on the map. Thank you, Andy. It was something that was really unexpected. It got the right eyeballs looking at the channel, and it really told me that there are folks out there who really want this kind of information. You know, I got to talk to Andy and kind of pick his brain about what it's like being a content creator. And one of his pieces of advice was to really delve into the details on the project. That the details were really the gold nuggets that people were searching for. And the more detailed you could get, the more people would just love it. And the content would really stand on its own. It's a piece of advice that I've decided to follow. The following is a simulcast audio of my YouTube channel, Motor City Boat Works. Motor City Boat Works is my retirement amateur boat building and boat restoration studio. It's where I cover the projects in my boat shop. I'm rebuilding a 1986 Alban 27 pocket trawler and a 1982 Skipper 20 pocket sailboat. I cover the nuances, the tips and the tricks, the ups and the downs of what it's really like to be working on these old boats. I've been restoring boats for about 30 years as an amateur.
A non-skid deck should be an important part of your boat restoration.
Episode 15, Building a Standalone Shower, Part 2.
Hi, I'm Joe with Motor City Boat Works. This episode, we're going to be talking about non-skid for my pocket trawler. Non-skid is something that every boat needs. It's a safety item. Not to mention, if it's done right, it really looks good. Maybe you have an old boat that you want to bring some life back into, or maybe you're doing a full-on restoration similar to what I'm working on here. Either way, one day you're going to need some non-skid for the deck of your boat. Now, non-skid is a surface on the deck of the boat that keeps your feet from skidding out from underneath you. I made a shorter video for my YouTube channel where I briefly talked about and explained the non-skid that I used for the deck of my boat. But I've received a lot of questions about how it works and some design considerations, so I thought I'd spend an episode and talk about how I did the non-skid on my Alban 27 family cruiser. Most boats come with some form of non-skid built into the deck of the boat. Oftentimes, the non-skid is part of the fiberglass mold, but it wears down over time or may not be that prominent to begin with. After almost 40 years, my Alban 27 had virtually no non-skid. There needed to be something on the deck to make sure that your feet didn't slip out from under you. Now, there's lots of non-skid choices. Some people like to use sand or a type of hard silica that you mix into paint and then spread across the deck. Some people like to use a variety of foam or plastic wood simulated products like Plastique and a variety of other things that attach to the deck and create a really nice surface. These products are beautiful. They can have great designs, and in most cases from a distance, they almost look like real wood. Another great product is a type of adhesive pad. It's made out of foam or some type of a dense plastic, and these are attached to the deck in a variety of places. They look really tough and they're kind of industrial, but they can be difficult to apply and they're hard to repair over time. They can be really expensive. I've mentioned it before. One of my rules for my boat building projects is that the individual components that I put into the boat, well, they can't exceed the actual cost of the boat that I'm working on. There's got to be some budget. So sometimes there are products that I would love to use on my boat projects, but I simply can't afford them. Boat restoration is a series of choices. Do I choose this to get the value over here, or do I spend it someplace else? These are decisions that you've got to make when you're working on an old boat. But for my purposes, I need an economical, non-skid surface that kind of ticks all the boxes. It's got to look good. It's got to be practical. It's got to be easy to apply. It's got to be easy to repair. And the most important, it's got to be economical. All this is what led me to try out a product called Soft Sand. Now I want to remind you, I don't get any compensation for recommending any of the products that I used on my boat. I have no sponsors. I get no compensation. But I do like to tell you about products that work really well. And Soft Sand has been one of those products. About 8 years ago, I heard about a product called Soft Sand. It was featured on another YouTube channel called Boatworks Today. Andy Miller runs Boatworks Today. It's a great channel for learning all about real fiberglass work. He featured Soft Sand, and I decided I was gonna give it a try on my boat. It goes on really easily, and repairs can be made later on down the road. Unlike hard silica or sand that in the old days we would mix with paint, well, Soft Sand is just that. It's like a soft version of sand. It's kind of like a rubber particle, and it's really nice underfoot. It's proven to be durable and good looking. It's one of the things that people consistently compliment me on when they see my boat project. This is one of those projects that a little bit of design consideration ahead of time will save you a lot of headaches down the road. You need to keep in mind, what is your deck going to look like once it's done? Some boats, work boats for example, well, they have non-skid everywhere. It really doesn't matter what it looks like. It also doesn't matter if the decks get hot or if they're uncomfortable to lay on or move around on. But on a recreational boat, having non-skid the entire length of the boat, well, it can be a little bit much. So it's worth taking the time to figure out what is your non-skid pattern going to look like. Spaces between your non-skid areas should be uniform. They should be the same distance, approximately the same width, uniform all over the boat. I generally use 1.5 to 2 inches, and I use the width of the actual painter's tape to make sure that everything is always staying the same. The first step is to start with a clean surface. Your deck doesn't have to be painted. If your gel coat is in very good condition, you should have no problem applying Soft Sand to the non-skid areas. On my boat, my gel coat was damaged in several places. Chips and gouges and abrasions from over the years, well, the gel coat just didn't look that good on the deck. So I decided to paint the deck, and once I had a clean surface and everything was cured and dried, it was time to apply the non-skid. There's a lot of times that you can purchase supplies from a big box store and get away with kind of using a cheaper product. But the tape that you use for painting your boat, be it the actual deck paint or the non-skid, well, this is not the time to be using blue painter's tape. You really need to get some very good quality tape that's going to give you a very fine edge. Now, I've tried the most expensive blue painter's tape, I've tried the green tape, and consistently, over time, the best tape that I've been able to get my hands on, economically, yellow 3M painter's tape, like the kind that they use on auto body restoration. This tape leaves me a really nice edge, and I very rarely have a problem. You're only using the tape to determine where you're putting a nice sharp edge for the non-skid. Once the non-skid begins to set up or dry, it's time to get that tape off. Soft sand can be applied in two methods. One, you actually mix the material into the paint that you're using. But this relies on keeping the material suspended inside the paint while you're trying to apply it. I really don't like this method. A better way is to start with one coat of paint on the non-skid areas of your deck. Before the first coat of paint dries, you take the soft sand and you begin to sprinkle it onto the deck. Sprinkling the soft sand, well, it takes a little bit of technique, and you gotta kind of practice to understand how much material do you really wanna put down on the deck. For my purposes, I wanted 100% coverage in the non-skid areas. So I had to come up with a way to disperse the soft sand, something better than my bare hands. Before I ever started this project, I experimented with several different sorts of shakers and spreaders and different sorts of filters and mesh screens to get an understanding of how the soft sand would land on the deck and provide coverage. I ultimately ended up with two different sorts of soft sand shakers. The first one is a basic flour shaker that I purchased from a big box store. Because the flour shaker put out too much material at a time, I added an extra screen inside the shaker to reduce the amount of soft sand that was spread. My big flour shaker is a great way to cover big areas with even amounts of soft sand. But for smaller areas, for tiny corners, places that I couldn't get the large shaker into, I ended up using an old pepper spice container. With a very light touch, it was possible to shake soft sand into areas that I could not reach any other way. The goal at this stage of the process is to get even coverage over all the non-skid areas. If you're using just a little bit of soft sand, well, you want to have everything be uniform and have a very light coat. If you're going heavier like I did, where you want 100% coverage, well then everything's got to be covered 100%. You'll notice that there's a lot of extra soft sand on the deck. It just kind of piles up. In order to get 100% coverage, well, there's a lot left over. All this sand is loose. At this point, you let the paint dry. Some of the soft sand will stick to the paint. Once the first coat of paint is dry, go back with a soft dust broom and carefully scoop up the leftover unused soft sand. Put it back in your container. You're going to use it again. But make sure it's clean and hasn't been contaminated by any sort of debris or fiberglass dust or anything you might have in your shop. In this way, you're reusing the soft sand that didn't quite stick on the first go around. Once you've scooped up all the loose material, well, now it's time for a second coat. But before you apply the second coat, you need to make sure that you got 100% coverage the first go around. Does everything look uniform? If it does, you can go ahead with a second coat of paint. This coat of paint kind of helps entrap the particles into the deck. All these coats of paint I applied with a simple paint roller. It's important that the second coat is not too thick. You're just trying to put a top coat over all the material to ensure everything is kind of sealed in. Now it's time for your third and final coat. The third and final coat is going to 100% encapsulate the soft sand material inside the coats of paint. You might even notice a color change as everything now becomes a uniform color. Where before it was slightly gray-brown and you could see dark areas and splotches, well now everything begins to look 100% uniform and it's a nice gray color. Now I have to say, one of the great things about this product is that if you ever damage your non-skid at a later date, maybe you chip something, drag something across the deck, or otherwise somehow tear it up, and you need to repair some damaged part of the non-skid, it can easily be done using your tiny little pepper shaker and some fresh paint. The result is a great kind of a sandpaper texture, but it's soft. When you're taping up your non-skid areas, think about the corners. No one likes to see hard 90 degree, 45 degree angles. You want something that appears a little bit rounded or softens the harsh edges of what you would normally see on your deck. For me, I usually created a 90 degree angle and then added 45 degree angles onto that, kind of creating a rounded curve in the corners. Well, there you have it. We've reached the end of another great episode. Of all the projects that I've done here, Motor City Boat Works, I have to say, this is the project that probably anyone could undertake. There's no excuse for having poor non-skid on your boat. It's a safety item. If you're gonna try any of the projects that I'm doing, I suggest this one. It'll be great. Trust me, you're gonna love it when it's done. This week's question comes from Mr. William Maxwell from Atlanta, Georgia. And Mr. Maxwell would like to know, hey, do you have any swag or t-shirts or anything cool from your boat shop that you're selling? Mr. Maxwell, that's a good question. I'll tell you what, when we get to 1,000 subscribers, I'll have something for you.
If you like these videos, please hit the subscribe button. These videos would not be possible without your support. For more information, please visit the Motor City Boatworks YouTube channel or my website, MotorCityBoatWorks.com. Boatworks is spelled B-O-A-T-W-E-R-K-S.